Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. I know you were expecting season two today. I know that that's what I said was going to be happening, but I guess I have some explaining to do. So let's get into it. I decided to change up the format of the podcast and switch to seasons really as an experiment because if I'm just being honest, I have felt really for the last year very overwhelmed, trying to keep up with being a mom and hosting a podcast and feeling like I'm not doing enough and I'm always falling behind while simultaneously feeling like there's so much more that I could be doing. And so seasons, doing a seasons format, it was a total experiment for me. And it was just, I really went into it like, okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens. And from the outside, it was awesome. From the outside looking in, I know so many of you loved it and loved, I think that talking about, you know, cultivating a thriving home, that was such a great series and thing to do as, you know, a multi-part subject because it is so, there's so much to talk about and there's so many layers to it. But if I'm honest, on the back end, it just added a lot more stress to me and was overall just something that at the end of the day, when I really got honest with myself, I could not really see being sustainable for me long term. And that's my goal in this, is to be able to show up for you on this podcast for as long as God wants me here. So I have decided, even though it honestly, it feels a little bit embarrassing to, in a way, admit defeat. But I'm just going to be sticking with what I've been doing for the past 2 years, which is releasing episodes weekly that are inspired by my own experiences and things that I talk with you about, and also prompted by the Holy Spirit. And it's not to say we'll never have a series again, because I've done it in the past, and I'm sure we'll do it again where we have a subject that needs multiple weeks to dive into. And I think that'll be really fun and exciting when it's appropriate. But all in all, I think for me in this season of my life, just sticking with what I've been doing is the right move for me. So I hope you understand that. I hope you're not disappointed because I am excited about, you know, figuring this out and moving forward. I have a lot of really fun things in the works, in my brain, in my heart that I'm really excited to get to you and get out to you. And so I'm excited to work on those things and keep just giving you content that is relevant to what you're facing and you're walking through. And I hope that if you learn anything from this, I hope that's to not be afraid to try things, and don't be afraid to say, yeah, you know, that didn't work like I thought it would, whether it's in a business venture or in motherhood or in a parenting decision. It's okay to try things, and it's also okay to say, that didn't work like I thought it would. There's freedom in that and being able to confidently own that you tried it and it wasn't what you thought it would be. Don't let your ego become so big that you can't admit when you're wrong or when an idea that you had didn't pan out like you thought it would. So again, I hope you're not disappointed. And I just thank you so much for being along this ride with me. I am, you know, there's not like a whole team of people behind this podcast and what we're doing. It's really just me, and my husband does a lot for me as on the back end side of the podcast. So I'm just really thankful that you're here with me because, yeah, it's just, we're just trucking along and being obedient, and it's not always easy, but it's always worth it. If you've been around for any length of time, you know that my skincare routine is so sacred to me. As a busy mama, it's hard to find time to take care of myself, but doing my skincare routine at the end of the day is something I look forward to every single day. It's like a little pocket of joy in my day, and we are all about finding those little pockets of joy here at Joy Filled. And that is why I have loved and used Primally Pure for years. Primally Pure's clean, non-toxic skincare is safe, effective, and has me feeling like I just came out of the spa every single night. Plus, my skin has never looked better. Primally Pure's variety of skincare collections makes it so simple to ensure you are using products that are targeted to your specific needs. Treat yourself to some new skincare and create another pocket of joy in your day with Primally Pure. Head to the link in the episode description and use code JENNA10 to save. So, with all that being said, that is not the only thing that we're talking about on this episode. I gave you a little update where we're at, where we're going. And now I really just want to share some more of my heart and where I'm at and where I've been at. If you've been around here for a while, you know that I am very open about my past struggles with postpartum depression and anxiety. And if you're new here, after my firstborn, he who is four now, so about 4 years ago, I had a traumatic delivery, well, post-delivery, a traumatic post-delivery experience. There were some complications after delivery, and I ended up hemorrhaging, which caused a whole spiral of things, both physically and emotionally for me. And I ended up struggling for quite a while with postpartum depression and anxiety, and it was all undiagnosed, so I didn't know at the time what I was experiencing. I just thought that that's how it was for moms after we have babies. It wasn't until I had my second baby, my daughter, that I realized, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. There is joy. It is bright and blissful. It can be wonderful and beautiful. It's not all tears. And I mean, it's tears. It's always tears. There's always tears, but the good outweighs the bad. And so it wasn't until after I had Birdie, my daughter, that I kind of realized in hindsight that, you know, I went through some, it wasn't just baby blues or normal postpartum stuff. It was actual depression and anxiety and all that. So that's kind of the Cliff Notes version of my story. But I want to talk a little bit about that today. I am a little over a year postpartum. Well, I'm 13 months postpartum. And I have really, which this is kind of the first time that I have experienced this, but I've really struggled to feel like myself. I've heard moms say this in the past, like, I didn't feel like myself until a year after, or I didn't feel like myself until fill in the blank. And I never really understood that, because I was like, what do you mean you don't feel like yourself? Like, you are you. But I know now what it feels like to struggle to feel like yourself. I also know that I am not the only one who feels this way. And I am currently in this weird in-between time after your baby turns one, where it can be easy to feel like you should be at a certain place, whether it's, you know, with accomplishing things like, oh, my baby's one now. It's like this weird benchmark that feels like life is supposed to to go back to normal. Like, it's just supposed to magically go back to how it was before. And I don't know if I'm the only, I don't think I'm the only one who feels this way. If I'm feeling this, there's probably, you probably feel this way too, but I've just felt this weird pressure of my baby turned one and nothing changed. You know, the weight didn't start dropping off. I didn't start, you know, magically being more productive. What's going on? It feels like this weird in between. And one thing that I love that my pastor says is feelings aren't facts. So he's very say what you need to hear type of guy, which I love him for. But feelings aren't facts. And so one thing that I've learned is that it's important to acknowledge how you feel, but it's also important to recognize that we can't stay there. You know, if I feel like a terrible mom, if I feel like I'm not cut out to be a business owner, if I don't feel like myself and those thoughts are swirling around in my head, I have to ground myself in what I know to be true. And I have to find the facts. Otherwise, it just becomes this spiral of emotions. We end up spiraling into this like, oh, I don't feel like myself. I feel XYZ. And then it just becomes this out of control situation. And we get ourselves in this mental rut. And so if you are also in a season where you would say, I just don't feel like myself, you know, maybe you're pregnant and pregnancy is a lot harder to enjoy than you thought it would be. I've been there. Maybe you're postpartum and maybe you're like me and you're a year postpartum and you still don't feel the way you should feel. Maybe your kids are getting older and you're moving into a new season of motherhood and saying goodbye to the baby stage. And that is new and uncomfortable and feels like for so long I've identified being a mom of littles and now I don't have littles anymore. My littlest is not little. And you just don't feel like yourself. If you can also relate to that, I know that we all are either in a season like this, have been in a season like this, or will be in a season like this. It's inevitable because there is no role that changes more often than motherhood, I'm convinced. So we all have seasons where we don't feel like ourselves, right? So what do we do? Because we can't just stay there. We can't just wallow in the, I don't feel like myself. Oh, I don't feel like myself. So what do? Number one, we acknowledge the beauty in the fact that we are constantly evolving and meeting new versions of ourselves. This is something that I've had to realize and I've had to embrace, because we can either embrace that we are constantly evolving and there is no going back to who we were before. You know, for me, there's no going back to the woman I was between my second and third, like before I got pregnant with Archie. There's no going back to her. I love her. She held space and there was a place for her, but now I am Jenna, mother of three. And I have evolved into a new version of myself. And I can either embrace that or resent it. And I know I could do a better job for sure of embracing these new versions of myself, because it's uncomfortable. It can be uncomfortable to embrace new versions of ourselves. We might look back at pictures and like I look back at pictures and I'm like, I really wish that mom of one, mom of two, Jenna, appreciated her body a little bit more, because this third baby, baby weight is just wants to stay close to me. And I'm embracing that, but it is different. And it could be difficult to look in the mirror and be like, okay, this is a new me. This is a different version of me. And it can be really easy for us as women. There's so many pressures about our weight and our body. And this is not an episode about body image at all. But I feel like when we're talking about versions of ourself, it's easy for us to tie that to our physical self. So I just want you to know, like, there is so much more to you than your physical being. There are so many more layers to you than who you are physically on the outside. But embracing yourself physically is a stepping point. It's an important piece of the puzzle. So don't resent the new versions of yourself, because every version of yourself is teaching you something and is taking you somewhere to a new place that the old version of you could not go. So embrace the new versions of ourselves. Number two, ground yourself in what is true. When our feelings fail us, the Word of God never does. You are equipped to do the good work He called you to. You are more than a conqueror in Christ. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are chosen by God. I could go on and on and on. When you don't feel like yourself, whatever that means for you, ground yourself in what is true. Remember that feelings are not facts, and you are more than how you feel. You are equipped. You are worthy because He makes you worthy. You are enough because Christ in you is enough. You are more than a conqueror, and you are chosen by God. Ground yourself in what is true. Get back in the habit of daily spending time in your Word, because the more that you can get truth in your mind, the less space there is for the lies of the enemy to speak to you. So ground yourself in what is true. Make that time for daily reading, even if it's a chapter. Right now, for me, daily Bible reading looks like literally one chapter a day. I read one chapter like 3 or 4 times, and I read it through over and over again so I can really get it in me and really remember it. I'm not focused on quantity. I'm focused on, okay, I'm sifting through this one chapter at a time, and I am highlighting and writing in the margins of my Bible and writing it down in a note on my phone to memorize a verse here and there. We're not focused on quantity. We're focused on getting the truth in our heart. That's what we're focused on. And then number three, fake it till you make it. Okay, I'm going to explain this one, but really, fake it till you make it. I often ask myself, what would the truest, most confident version of myself do? Like, what would the version of myself that doesn't care about what people say on social media, that doesn't care about what you fill in the blank, what would the truest, most confident version of myself do? And then I do that whether or not I feel like it, because the fastest way to get you feeling like yourself and feeling at home in a new version of yourself is to act like it. There's a reason why the phrase fake it till you make it is a phrase. Like, because sometimes we just have to give our feelings a chance to catch up. We just need to give them some time to catch up to where we're at. So we're just going to keep trucking along. We're going to act like we feel like ourselves. We're going to act like we're confident, even if we're not quite confident yet. We're going to act like we love our body. We're going to talk like we love our body, even if we're still working on loving our body, because our words are powerful. Our actions are powerful. So what would the truest, most confident version of yourself do? If you're not feeling like yourself, if you're in a season where you just feel foreign in your own body, I wrote this in my journal the other day. I've been getting back into journaling, trying to do it every night, and literally just journaling like whatever's on my mind. And I wrote down the other day, like, I feel foreign in my own body. And that was really eye-opening for me to write that down and for me to, like, admit to myself that that's how I feel, that I feel foreign in this version of myself. I don't know this version of myself still. And so I've had to start asking myself, what would the truest, most confident version of myself do? Because that is how you become at home in a new version of yourself. It's acting like it, and it's not letting your feelings rule you, but you tell your feelings where to go. Like, okay, I might not feel like myself, but I'm still doing this because God has called me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And so I'm just going to act like I know what I'm doing, or however it pertains to you. So if you don't feel like yourself, like me, if you're in a season where you don't feel like yourself, number one, acknowledge the beauty in the fact that you are constantly evolving and you might just need to meet a new version of yourself and embrace that. Number two, ground yourself in what is true. The word of God never fails you, even when your feelings do. And number three, fake it till you make it. Ask yourself, what would the most confident version of me do? And then do that, whether or not you feel like it. I cannot express how grateful I am that you are on this ride with me. Last month, we celebrated 2 years of the podcast, over 100,000 downloads, thousands of you listening every single week, which is absolutely mind-blowing to me. I started this podcast really from nothing, and it's mind-blowing to me that so many of you show up to listen every single week. I hope you know that behind the microphone, it really is another mama just trying to figure it out, struggling, falling short, failing, depending on Jesus, and just doing my best with what I've got. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here and being the community that I prayed for so long. And for just loving me and for allowing me to be authentically who I am, because that is something that I have struggled to feel comfortable being who I am. And I don't always feel comfortable being my truest self on social media or even, you know, around people in real life. But when I get behind this microphone, I really feel like I can just be myself and be my most authentic self. And that's because of you. You've created such a safe space for me. I know I'm getting all sappy, but I just thank you so much. I love you. And I'm going to pray for you before we go. God, I thank you so much for my sister. I lift her up to you, God. If she is in a season where she just would say, I don't feel like myself, I'm struggling, I don't feel at home in myself and who I am, God, I pray that you would meet her right where she is. God, that you would cover her in your love and that you would just embrace her. God, I pray that she would know that she is already chosen by you. God, that she is fearfully and wonderfully made and that you have equipped her and called her to do good works for you. God, I thank you for her and just her efforts. I pray that she would always know that her efforts are not unseen, that you see everything that she's doing. I pray blessing over her and her family and her children and her home. And I just thank you so much for her. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.